Well, good morning. Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. I hope everybody's had a good week. My name is Cale Boer. I'm the teaching pastor at our Delaware campus. And this past Sunday, we kicked off our series called Rebel. We're going through the life of Jacob. And one of the extraordinary things to me about the life of Jacob, about his story, as you read through Genesis chapter 25 and into 27 and 28 and beyond, one of the things that struck me right off the bat was that God chooses Jacob. He chooses to bless and use Jacob rather than his brother Esau for what seems like no apparent reason. It does not tell us in the text why God chose Jacob instead of his older brother Esau. And in Romans 9, Paul actually kind of comments on this and specifically says neither one of them has done anything good or bad. It's simply because of God's sovereign choice. He says, why does he choose Jacob? And the answer seems to be because God can, because God is God, and that's his choice, and so that the sovereign purpose of election might continue. And it's in some ways, sometimes this kind of unsatisfying answer when you read that and you think, okay, God, why did you choose Jacob? Was it because Jacob was a really good person? And the answer is no. Jacob has not done anything good or bad. And to be honest, in his younger years, he is a trickster. He's a deceiver. That's what his name means. And he lives up to that name. He does some pretty rotten stuff. And it just caused me to reflect on, and I talked with our folks a little bit about this, that you know, oftentimes we really want an explanation from God about why he does things the way he does things. There are times in our lives where God does stuff in our lives or allows things to happen in our lives, and we look to God and say, God, why? God, I want you to explain yourself. And something that I just kind of told our folks and we pressed into just a little bit was this idea that we need faith in God more than we need an explanation from God. We need faith in God more than we need an explanation from God. Here's the thing. God ultimately does things for his glory and for our good. We have a promise in Scripture, Romans chapter 8, verse 28, that God works all things to the good of those who love him and those who are called according to his purpose. God is able to work in all things for his glory and for our good, but sometimes he doesn't give us oftentimes does not give us step by step, okay, here's why I'm doing exactly what I'm doing. Instead, he calls us and asks us to trust him. And that's hard, but that's a huge part of the life of faith. We walk by faith and not by sight. And so that ability to say to God, God, I trust that you're good. And God, I have seen you work in my life in the past, and I just believe that you're going to work this out for your glory and for your good. And I don't necessarily need to know all the whys behind what is happening. That is faith. That is trust in God. And so, I believe that we need faith in God more than we need an explanation from God, even though sometimes it would feel much more satisfying for God just to give us an explanation. But, I really believe that that's part of the life of faith, is trusting God enough to say, God, I don't necessarily know or see all of why you're doing what you're doing, but I trust that you have a reason, and ultimately I trust you. And so I just want to encourage us to take a moment right now and to pray to the Lord. And if something's happening in your life right now that you would really like an explanation, and maybe you've even wrestled with God over this and said, God, will you just tell me why you're doing what you're doing? Will you take a moment right now and just pray to God and say something along the lines of, God, more than I need an explanation, I just need you. God, I need to know you're with me. And God, I trust you. I am choosing to trust you because you're good. Will you just take a moment and pray that to the Lord right now? Give it up to him, whatever it may be. Choose to trust him. Well, thank you for joining us this morning for the LifePoint Drivecast. I hope you continue to have a great week, and we'll see you tomorrow morning.